Did you feel more like yourself last week as you were playing?
Of course. Yeah, for sure. Felt like myself last week. Just getting into the groove now. Every single week, week in, week out now. Just got to stay in a routine, stay in a groove.
How much of having Martellus Bennett and yourself on the bench do you feel when you show that double pack? Because it's hard for teams to kind of match up against you now.
It's great working with him. It's great going out there with him. And in every way possible, you just always try and create a mismatch. And whoever it is, if it's a receiver, a running back going out there flexing, if it's Martellus going out there, if it's myself going out there with Martellus, whatever it is, you're always just trying to find mismatches. So it's great going out there with him. And I feel like going out there, working all week, we can try and present mismatches so we can make some plays when we get out there on Sunday.
When you think about your game last week, how much of that is you just finally getting healthy, and how much of that is you being able to play with a quarterback who you're used to playing with?
I would say it's a little bit of both. I mean, first off, just myself, always got to get healthy. When I'm healthy, I can go out there and do what I got to do, blocking, running-wise, catching-wise, running full speed at all times, going full speed every single time I'm out there. I mean, it was great to get time back and everything. But I feel like just my game, I feel like I can go out there and just do what I got to do. And what I try to do, whoever the quarterback is, I'm just trying to do what's best for the team and doing my job to my best of ability to help out the team.
Rob, Tom said yesterday that what he remembers from playing Cincinnati 2 years ago was how much the team was able to really focus that week and just focus on the Bengals and go out and play successfully. What do you remember from that game?
We just got to focus, which is true. They're a great defense, very, very solid team. They've been together for a while now, those players, and they're big. They thump hard. They come hard, they play hard, and you got to be focused to play them. You got to be ready mentally, you got to be ready physically going against this defense. They're big, fast, they're solid, and they don't back down. So definitely got to be ready, focus all week, and go out there and be ready to play from play one.
Was it an emotional game? Because it was following that Monday night loss the week before. What do you remember kind of about gearing up and preparing yourselves in terms of your mindset?
I mean, it was a couple years ago, so I mean, I couldn't really tell you like the details, but just like any other week, I would say, we prepared to the max, prepared to the full, and got a solid team here. So you got to be ready, got to be focused, and ready to roll just like any other week. I mean, a lot of up and downs every week, and every week's emotional. So this is another big game this week.
Rob, when you have a game like last week where you're getting double teamed in the end zone, and then Martellus gets to score the touchdowns, does he ever come up to you and offer to share any of the stats or any of the glory, anything like that?
I mean, we're a team, and all the players here, that's what's great about working with all the guys here. I mean, we're not really worried about that. Martellus has 3 touchdowns. It can go any other way, any other game, and the only thing we're all worried about as a team is getting that W. So it's great looking at that all, and in the end, if we get that W, that's all that matters.
Would it be nice to get singled up, though, sometimes?
Well, I mean, it's always nice to be. If I was singled every single play, that would be super nice.
Would you say you're closer to 100% after how you played in that game, or still a lot more room to beat or cover the hands?
Well, I would say this, that if you're playing in the NFL, you're never 100%. Any player, I would say. I mean, speaking for the whole NFL, I mean, playing this game, you're going out every Sunday and banging each other, hitting each other hard, I would say. It's rare that someone's going to come up and say that they're 100% for every game. So I would say just going out there and just being fully prepared to the max I could be physically every single week and being ready to roll. So I'm out there now. I'm rolling now, so there's no excuses.
Does this Bengals team look like the team you guys saw 2 years ago?
They got a lot of players that are the same still at defense. I mean, the offense changed a little bit, but their defense, majority of the players are still there. They still play hard, play tough, and they're all physical, and they've been together for a while. So I would say we definitely will get some same amount of looks that we got a few years ago from them.
How are those meeting rooms with Martellus and you? Obviously big personalities. Martellus is a bit of a different kind of guy.
It's great. I mean, meeting rooms are always fun when you get a guy with some personality too, the whole group as a whole. And I feel like Coach Daboll, he does a great job with us. He's an unbelievable coach. He knows his football in and out. So we get in, we get our work done, and then obviously, you know, every once in a while, you got to keep the room lively. You got to crack a couple jokes once in a while, talk about not football the whole time, maybe 5 minutes, something there and there. So we always have a lot of fun, but also we're always working hard, making sure we get our work done too.
Was
was yesterday a difficult day just with your brother, being like on the practice squad? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. he's a good player, and he played. I was super impressed with him, how he played, but it's the nature of the business. And I don't make any of the personnel decisions here, and hopefully we see him back.
How much did you enjoy the time you had with him here, and then was it hard?
Oh yeah, it's great having my brother here. Going home, he was living with me and stuff too, so it was always great just being able to hang out, talk to him at night, crack jokes, get along with each other. But it's the nature of the business, and like I said, hopefully we'll see him back. I believe when I saw him, he did a great job here when he was here.
And like that time you have with him, is it sort of something you savor, similar to like you had with Dan back in 2011, if I remember right?
Yes, definitely. Just any time to even make it to this level, the NFL. You see players coming in and out nonstop, and just to even make it to this level is an honor. So it was very, very cool to be with him for a couple of days, but hopefully things work out in the future.
Rob, I can't recall you ever beating a Roland Drum, but Chris Harris, Denver, says they asked him who the toughest receivers in football. He said, "You are the toughest cover in football, receiver, tight end, whatever. You don't get many compliments like that. At least nothing you comment on." What do you think?
What I think is, I just got to keep going out week in, week out, and keep doing what I got to do to be the best football player I can be on Sundays, mentally and physically. I got to take care of my body every single week, so when Sundays come, I can be the best player I can be, and hopefully I can stay up to those standards. I guess.
Yeah, just every. Players other than your teammates have such high respect for your game. There must be some sort of feeling, pretty good feeling about that.
We just don't really try and get to our head at all. Just feel like being a gut round guys around here. Definitely, we put that hard work mentality first, and don't let yourself get in front of the team. I feel like so. Whenever you get high praise like that, which is very respectful of a player at that caliber to say that. Is great, but also at the same time, you can't let that get to your head. You just got to keep going out every single day of practice to work hard to be the best player you can be, because if you don't work hard, you can slip fast.
Thank you.
Rob, I know you worked out with Martellus over the summer. I'm wondering what your first impressions of him were, and if you knew, when you saw him work out, when you guys hung out together, if you thought you guys might be a good combination on the field.
Yeah, when I first saw him, I saw some big dude working out, and I didn't even know it was him. I knew who Martellus was and everything, but I just didn't recognize him at the slight moment. So I was like, man, that dude's huge. And I was like, who is that? And they're like, that's Martellus Bennett. I looked at him again. I was like, damn, that dude's huge. So I went up to him and talked to him, and then boom, the next few days he was on our team. I was like, dang, we were just talking about it, how cool it would be and everything, and it would be great to work with him and everything. I know he's been in the league longer than myself. We're just BSing around about, how we can help each other out, how cool it would be to feed off each other and all, and it happened. So it was very neat.
You ever see him play basketball?
We just shot around one time, and you can definitely see that he's got some hoop skills. It was nothing serious. It was just a game of pig and stuff, but you can definitely tell he's got those basketball skills for sure.
Out of high school for the NBA draft.
Yes. He tells us all the time. he would have been the number one pick.
Yes. How much you saw his botched spike on Sunday, and if you have any tips for him on
I saw it. It happens, but it's pretty funny that it slipped like that. But I got to give him credit to the windup. Did you see the windup he had? A-plus there.
Was it a little easier going to the grocery store this week?
I didn't go this week. I'll see you soon, though. All right, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.